就咁我講先啦，我 Angela 啦，我老師咁嗱，咁咧就我 Angela 啦，咁我就喺香港出世嘅，咁就有爸有媽啦，有家姐同兩個細佬啦，咁我係屋企入邊唯一一個基督徒啦，咁喺細個時候咧就一間天主教學校度翻學嘅，until 我去到一個 Christian 嘅中學嘅時候咧，我先有機會接觸到聖經同知道邊個耶穌咯。咁之後要有一次喺學校請咗班西人嚟講見證啦。咁嗰時我就成為咗 Christian 啦。之後我同屋企一齊去咗加拿大啦。咁直到我喺 High School 度先有團契，先再有機會翻去教會咯。咁但係咧。我的基督徒生活都但即是有些起伏咁样啦，咁有时候我好热心参加教会嘅事项咯，有时候我就会好冷淡咯。咁直至我到喺团契入边识到我老公咧，咁我个教会生活先要比较稳定啲。
咁到我分享啦，咁我就喺香港出世都系，咁我喺个即系无神论家家庭出世啦。咁我唯一細個接觸教會咧，係透過我有啲基督徒嘅姑姐咧，咁就帶我翻一啲兒童嘅活動啦。咁我有機會接觸到，但係喺我上咗中學嗰陣時候就冇再翻教會啦。咁喺我19歲嗰年咧就移民咗嚟溫哥華啦。咁嗰陣時我阿叔唔喺依度咗啦，咁佢又帶我嚟翻教會，咁俾我有一次機會再接觸到教會。咁嗰陣時有一次翻崇拜咧，咁就啱坐喺我前面有兩個。年青嘅基督徒，咁佢哋我完咗崇拜，唱祝福仲令转头握手嗰阵，咁邀请我翻团契。咁我嗰阵时心谂啦，咁喺加拿大咁鬼闷，咁留喺屋企不如就算啦，咁翻下啦，翻下见下人咁。但系翻开团契之后，觉得好得意喎，呢班基督徒所谓基督徒，咦点解咁开心嘅？成日都好似做乜鬼嘢啦？咁同我即系香港啲识嘅朋友唔系好同咁样，咁我。咁喺呢種心態啊，咁繼續翻去團契啦，咁樣，咁咁慢慢喺即係透過崇拜啊，同埋主日學咁啊，都認識到即係真正認識到 OK， 即係基督教係做乜嘢，信啲乜嘢咁樣咯。咁大約一年後啦，咁有一次就崇拜完之後啦，咁有兩個團契朋友啦，咁佢見到我，咁佢問我：咦，你其實信咗耶穌未？咁我嗰陣時好理智咁心諗啦，咁啊 ，OK， 都耶穌都應該有呢個人喺存在呢個歷史度。咁我就話都信嘅咁啊，跟住佢哋唔知點解好開心，跟住就帶我做咗個頭先嘅決志祈禱。咁咧就咁樣就好似懵盛盛咁啊，做咗基督徒嘅。係，咁即係呢度都好似頭先阿 Josh 咁講啦，咁都係頭腦上知道 OK 係我信基督教咁樣，我係基督徒咁樣，但係生命就冇轉變過咯。咁喺我之後嗰幾年都好順利啦，無論喺即係事業啦，可以話事業啊，愛情啊都好順利啦。事業咁由 part time 做下做到做經理咁樣，愛情咁啊同我太太結婚啦，同佢識咗兩年咁樣。咁喺05年咧，咁我太太咧就有咗 BB， 咁咧都冇乜嘢嘅，開頭都 OK 啦咁樣。咁啊預產期係四月咁樣，但係咧佢就係一月出咗世。因為點解要咁樣做？因為點解咧？嗰陣時得28個禮拜，因為我太太個身體唔好啦，咁樣咁導致到佢胎盤唔可以供應營養俾個 BB。咁醫生就話一定要攞個 BB 出嚟啦，咁樣。如果唔係咧，就可能會即係冇營養會死啦，咁樣。咁我仔出世啦，咁當時只係得兩磅重，好細粒。咁我哋心諗話 OK 啦，係細啲啫，咁啊應該健康都好似冇乜問題，咁 OK 啦。但係即係正常好景不常，咁唔夠一個月到啦，咁醫生話俾我哋知，咁我哋個 BB 有啲問題啦，係患上咗一種早產 BB 好常有嘅腸炎，咁一定要做手術，將某部分嘅腸去切咗佢，咁樣。啊！當時咁話好震驚啊！當然咁 OK， 咁做完手術之後 OK， 個手術都叫成功。不過醫生咁就同我哋見下啦，咁樣咁同我哋講話你個 BB 嘅即係生存率係唔夠一半嘅。咁當時真係好驚啦咁 咁當時我睇住我太太好傷心嘅樣，咁睇住個細路成身都插曬啲針啊，連住啲儀器，咁覺得好無奈啦，好絕望。因為以前我一直都覺得自己可以控制，因為自己一直好順利，咁我覺得自己可以掌握到自己生命嘅好多嘢，甚至乎係所有嘢。咁係直到依刻，我真係有把聲突然間同我講話：你可唔可以控制到你生命嘅一切咧？咁我知道係唔可以嘅。咁我就真係信服啦，真係要去，即係突然間覺得要去揾翻神咯。咁我就去做咗祈禱啦。咁我話：我明白到啦，我明白到我唔係可以掌握一切啦。你先係主啊，你先係可以掌握生命嘅主宰啦。咁我願意去跟從翻你，無論你嘅決定係點啦。如果你想救翻我仔，你就救翻我仔；如果你唔想都好啦，我都願意翻翻你身邊。
咁喺嗰時候啦，咁我知道我仔咁嘅時候咧，咁我就覺得嗰一刻好明白到人做嘅嘢好少咯。咁之後我就同神祈禱，我同神講啦，我知道我錯啦，之後我唔應該因為我生活覺得好順利就唔記得咗你啦，跟住就離開咗你啦，咁就求你寬恕我，原諒我咯，求你救我仔咯。咁好過完之後咧，我心就平靜落嚟咯。咁跟住之後咧，我就記得同做實啊個醫生同個仔做手術嘅時候，我同醫生講我神會救我仔嘅，跟住醫生答我係咯，你神會救你。
即系喺我哋祷告完之后咧，咁我即系我哋同样都感觉到有一种即系讲唔出，好奇怪，即系明明面对咁嘅事咧，但系嗰个平安系喺度咯。咁有一句金句，头先林牧师都讲过，烦恼负担重担的人可以到我这里来，我就使你们得安息。咁我记得呢一句金句，就知道原来呢种平安系从我哋嘅主耶稣基督嚟。咁其实之后 OK 之后。咁我仔咧冇事啦，咁大家都識佢。咁啊，之後都健康咁樣。但係喺其實之後嘅四年度咧，其實我太太都輪到我太太有事啊。我太太因為高血壓咧，喺產後高血壓，咁導致到個腎臟有問題啦。咁最後要洗腎啦。咁之後多謝佢媽媽咧，捐咗個腎俾佢。咁換腎之後，不過換腎之後，深刻佢身體都係好唔穩定。咁成日都要進出醫院咁樣咯。咁記得好得意啊！有一次就消防員嚟到我屋企，咁 call 救護車咁樣，佢話：咦，依間屋好熟口面。我係你兩個禮拜前嚟過，即係會有一個咁嘅情況啦。即係成日進出醫院去住院咁樣，又去深切治療部。不過由神嗰度嚟嘅平安係冇離開過我哋屋企，將榮耀去歸翻俾我哋主。多謝。
Last but not least, Fidelia.
Okay. Hi, I'm Fidelia, and I grew up in a Christian home, which is pretty obvious because my dad's a pastor. Okay, so at a young age, I dutifully attended church every week, and I went to Sunday school with my family, and I learned more about God and the Bible. My favorite Sunday school stories were the ones that, you know, every kid growing up loves. Noah and the Flood, Moses, and like David and Goliath. Ooh. Okay, so it seems that I was the perfect pastor's kid. I knew the right answers for every question that was asked, and I was obedient. Looking back, though, I didn't really take in every lesson. I would just, you know, go to Sunday school and then live my regular life. So the first time I remember accepting God in my heart was in grade one. It was Friday, and we had just finished chapel. So that night, I prayed that God would come into my heart and forgive me of my sins, you know, the typical sinner's prayer. I don't really remember why, like, my motives were accepting him, like whether I actually wanted him in my life or because everyone else was doing it. But, you know, he came into my heart. Okay, so in fifth grade, my family moved from Victoria to Seattle, and this was probably one of the hardest times of my life because it was a completely new environment, like hundreds of miles away from the life that I'd grown up in. And so it was around this time that I started doubting God. You know, I didn't know, like I was asked if he was even real or if he cared about me. And yeah, okay, so as time went by, you know, these doubts disappeared and I drew closer to him. However, I still wasn't very strong in my faith. I would occasionally do devotions, but my main motive for going to church was to hang out with friends. So my faith in God, you know, it waxed and waned. And at times I was, you know, far away from him and he was the furthest thing from my mind. And other times, you know, we'd just talk or I'd do devotions every day. Okay, so the moment that I truly handed everything over to him was in seventh grade at a youth retreat. It was Saturday night and we were having one of our late night worship sessions. I distinctly remember the Spirit of God coming into me and I felt so guilty about the sacrifice that he made for all of us. He didn't have to sacrifice himself and he still did for, you know, us flawed humans. So that night I gave everything over to him. So when we moved from Seattle to Vancouver, he again showed his unending support, patience, and guidance. With him by my side, it was a lot easier to make new friends and to fit in. So for about 3 years, my relationship with God was steady. I did devotions and I went to church every week, but I wasn't growing in my faith anyway. So at last year's summer camp, that was the moment that, you know, I decided to get baptized, thanks to Pastor Raymond and, you know, things that happened. So the things that happened, you know, they brought me strong assurance in my faith, and I knew that I had to get baptized. And so although I still occasionally struggle like everyone else, I know that God is always there to help me. And instead of coming to church to only hang out with friends, I really enjoy learning something new or, you know, refreshing an old lesson in my mind and trying to apply it to my life. It's not always easy, but I know that God's always there to help.